For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, together with the Iowa Department of Transportation, are providing details of the planned implosion this Friday for the Wisconsin 82, Iowa 9 Mississippi River Bridge project. The implosion and removal of the main section of the existing bridge is needed to allow construction of the new crossing to proceed safely with a planned opening in 2027. Due to community interest and the potential for onlookers, the project team is collaborating with law enforcement and local officials to ensure safety for contractors, residents, and the community. There will be strict protocols to ensure safety of the public. Failure of the public to comply with the restrictions could impact, delay, or prevent the implosion, and individuals could be held liable for delays. Unauthorized drones, unmanned aerial vehicles are prohibited in the restricted zone, and the presence of any unauthorized drone will delay or cancel the demolition. The implosion is scheduled for approximately 9:30 Friday morning, weather permitting. There will be audible warning horns sounded 5 minutes and 1 minute before the implosion. The planned implosion will be followed later in the day by a smaller implosion on the east end of the bridge. There will be audible warning horns identical to the first implosion. This second event will not require any closures on the Iowa side, but the Wisconsin Ferry Landing and Wisconsin 82 will be closed. The free car ferry service will end operations at 6 Thursday night to facilitate preparations on and around the bridge. The car ferry will resume operations Monday morning. In Wisconsin, the entire ferry landing area will be closed to the public once car ferry service ends on Thursday, as the landing is within the 850-foot restricted zone. Gift cards are a popular and convenient gift-giving option, but they are also a target for scammers. Stay one step ahead and shop carefully to avoid a scam known as gift card draining. Before purchasing a gift card, the Better Business Bureau offers these tips. Check for tampering with the stickers covering barcodes. Before buying a gift card at the store, run your finger over the back to check whether a sticker has been applied on top of the barcode. Scammers can tamper with in-store gift cards by adding barcode stickers over the top of the card's real barcode. These fraudulent barcodes are connected to a different gift card account that the scammer controls. That means when you scan a phony barcode at the checkout and pay, you'll add cash to a scammer's account rather than onto your newly purchased gift card. Inspect the packaging. Thieves are known to remove gift cards from the display rack and record the numbers associated with that card, including the activation PIN. Consider purchasing your gift card online, but use caution. If you do purchase online, make sure you are purchasing directly from the merchant's real website. Research how to use the card. Not all retailers have the same policies when issuing a gift card. Be wary of websites that offer to check your gift card's balance. According to BBB Scam Tracker reports, some websites that claim to check your gift card balance are really a way to steal money off your card. If the retailer offers the option to register the gift card, take full advantage. This makes it easier to protect the balance and treat it like cash. Report the card to the issuer immediately if it is lost or stolen. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or 1-800-273-1002. The Wisconsin Policy Forum reports that property tax levies for all Wisconsin K-12 school districts combined are expected to rise by about $476.1 million to $6.58 billion on this month's tax bills, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. This would be the largest percentage increase since 1992. The 7.8% increase would be a significant bump from last year's 5.7% statewide school levy increase, which at the time was the largest annual increase since 2009. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says that local referenda, as well as actions taken in the last two state budgets, contributed to the jump. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has celebrated the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System throughout 2025. As the new year approaches, the DNR encourages you to join in the celebration by looking to the future. During its 125th year, the Wisconsin State Park System completed a number of large projects, held more than 1,500 events and programs, and welcomed almost 21 million visitors. Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Passes are now valid for a full 12 months from the date of purchase, allowing you greater flexibility to enjoy the more than 120 recreation properties. First Day Hikes, Candlelight Events, Work Play Earth Day, Invasive Species Awareness Weekend, and Free Fun Weekend will again be offered in 2026. These events feature hands-on learning opportunities from experienced staff and volunteers. Learn more about opportunities available with the Wisconsin State Park System, including employment opportunities, on the DNR's Wisconsin State Parks webpage. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for unlawfully granting Canadian company Enbridge a permit for the construction of a new 41-mile section of its Line 5 oil pipeline. The pipeline would encircle the band's reservation in northern Wisconsin, endangering waters, fish, and wild rice that are culturally sacred and economically critical to tribal members. The Bad River Band, represented by Earth Justice, argues that the Corps' permit fails to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act and the Clean Water Act. Enbridge aims to reroute a section of Line 5 that has been trespassing on the band's reservation for more than a decade and faces a court-ordered shutdown deadline in June of 2026. The remains of a Wisconsin airman killed in World War II have been identified. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency has identified the remains of U.S. Army Air Force's Corporal John J. Ginzel, a 27-year-old from Rhinelander. The confirmation was made in June but wasn't released until now to ensure Ginzel's family was briefed. Ginzel was among thousands of American and Filipino servicemen taken prisoner in 1942 when Japanese forces overran the Philippines. He survived the sinking of a U.S. aircraft ship carrying POWs but was killed in January 1945 when U.S. forces sank a second ship carrying POWs to the island of Formosa, known today as Taiwan. His remains were eventually interred in Hawaii. Scientists were able to identify them, and he'll be buried in Rhinelander next May. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin in the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball. It's the Wisconsin Badgers tonight against number one ranked Kentucky. Coverage on ESPN. The Badgers head coach, Kelly Sheffield.
My dad passed away a few months ago. He would have loved watching this team. The Final Four is just so special. It is so incredible. And when you've been there, it's almost a... Every fiber of your being, you want as many of your players that are committed that decide to come here, that you want them to experience that.
NBA, the Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson back at practice after spending time in a Denver hospital with that shoulder injury.
I think it was how I hit the ground. Just like I think my elbow had hit first, so it kind of just jams your shoulder up into your shoulder. I'm not sure, but yeah, just how I landed was a little awkward.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with rain showers this morning. A little snow possible by late this afternoon. It's going to be windy too, with a south wind becoming west, gusting to 30 to 40 today, and falling temperatures from near 40 this morning into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Temperatures drop tonight, still windy, with a low of 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.